Governor Doug Ducey announced yesterday that the state was setting aside $25 million to help hospitals deal with staffing issues as Arizona's COVID-19 cases continue to increase. Hospitals are seeing more COVID patients in general, but also in the emergency room and in the ICU. Before the governor made his announcement, our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Anne-Marie Alamedin about how Arizona hospitals are doing right now. She's the president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association.
What are you hearing from hospitals around the state right now as Arizona's COVID numbers continue moving up?
What I'm hearing from hospitals right now is that their hospitals are full. Unlike a normal November where we're just preparing for the flu season, hospitals are really full statewide. It's about 80% at capacity, meaning on average, hospitals are about 80% full. And that's a little, you know, obviously it's a statewide average. But patients have delayed care. And so there's a lot of patients coming to hospitals that are more sick than usual. And patients, didn't have elective procedures for a number of weeks, and they're getting that care now. Hospitals are busy right now, and they're concerned about December.
That's really interesting that hospitals are as full as they are, not necessarily because of new COVID cases, but it almost sounds like an indirect effect of the pandemic where people didn't go to take care of things they ordinarily would have. And as a result, those folks are now in the hospitals in addition to anybody who might be coming in because of COVID.
That's exactly right. And so I think it's an important message for your listeners that if you are sick, to come to the hospital if it is an emergency. See your primary care provider, your specialist, keep up on appointments so that you can stay healthy.
Well, so if hospitals are that full, I would imagine that they're kind of nervous about potentially more people coming in with COVID-like illness.
That's absolutely right. We're very concerned about the trend line right now that's on the Arizona Department of Health Services website. You know, we are at, if you look at the graph, where we were at in June before surge. We need to take action, and that's every Arizonan doing their part to wear a mask, to be socially distant, to flatten this curve, because the trajectory is not good.
What lessons from the summer have hospitals taken to try to avoid having happen now what happened then when we had the original surge in COVID cases?
You know, hospitals have learned a lot of lessons. I mean, namely, the care for patients has evolved. Hospitals are able to take care of patients. You know, I think initially there was a propensity for ventilation of patients who had decreased oxygen in their blood. And, the care has evolved. And I think from a staffing level, they're training nurses up who are already licensed to be able to take on, shifts at the ICU. There's lots of innovations that hospitals have gone through. And there's a tremendous collaboration across the state of hospitals to resource share if there's shortages of PPE, to share staff if they're able to. But the real concern that we have, and it was the concern we had in the summer, and that is the shortage of clinical staff right now. Arizona was surging, one of few states in the summer that was surging, and now we see national surges. We do not have the clinical staff to meet the needs of the country right now if we continue on this trajectory.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the staffing issue, because over the summer, there were healthcare providers, nurses, especially coming from other places to Arizona to help out. And as you referenced, now that many, many states are seeing increases, those folks might not be available to come here. And as you're saying, you know, we don't necessarily have enough clinical staff here in Arizona to meet the needs. What are hospitals telling you about how they're going to try to do what they have to do with the people that they have?
You know, we're talking with hospitals and with the state about doing regional pools of clinical staff, of being able to get contract traveling nurses, you know, under contract. But the options are limited.
Earlier on in the pandemic, you and I spoke, and hospitals at that time were really struggling to get PPE. They just didn't have masks and shields and even equipment needed to test patients for COVID. What is the situation now in terms of PPE and other supplies that hospitals need? Like, do they have enough to do what they need to do?
Yeah, it was very concerning back in March and April, and then at times during the summer on the status of PPE in the state, and hospitals did struggle to get supplies. And now as we see COVID cases increasing, we are seeing pockets of shortages again, where there are, you know, not enough gloves or shields or masks. So it is, I would not say it's systemic, but there are pockets of hospitals that are struggling.
For those hospitals that are having that kind of trouble, is it a matter of they don't have the money to buy it, or they do have the money and they just can't find it anywhere?
Hospitals have the finances to purchase PPE. It's not about finances, it's about supply.
That almost seems a little more concerning in the sense that if it was a hospital that just didn't have the money to buy what they needed to buy, that's one thing. But you're saying hospitals are able to afford it, they just can't get it anywhere. That seems like it has maybe the potential to become a more widespread issue.
I think it does. And I think, you know, at the federal level, they are looking at federal supply chain issues to make sure that we are sourcing it appropriately internationally, and that we're getting these supplies in so hospitals can, you know, deploy it as necessary to take care of patients and protect their healthcare workers.
All right. That is Anne-Marie Alameddine, President and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Anne-Marie, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it. Be well.
Thanks for having me.